From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Pentagon spokesman says a U.S. Navy ship fired three warning shots at Iranian boats near the Strait of Hormuz on Sunday. Four Revolutionary Guard attack vessels moved at a very high rate of speed toward the USS Mahan in the Strait of Hormuz, ignoring U.S. warnings. When the Iranian boats did not respond to requests to slow down, sailors aboard the Mahan fired shots with a 50-caliber machine gun. The Iranians then stopped. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
As we've repeatedly noted, the Strait of Hormuz, as anybody with access to a map can confirm, is a compressed space, which enhances the likelihood, or at least potential, for miscalculations. And that's certainly something that we would like to avoid.
The Navy destroyer was escorting two other ships at the time of the incident. The United States says it carried out a raid on Islamic State fighters in eastern Syria, focusing on IS leadership. A Pentagon spokesman says the operation in Deir Ezzor province was carried out by a U.S. Special Forces unit. A South Korean Unification Ministry spokesman says North Korea's threat Sunday to test an intercontinental missile is intended to set the stage for future relations with incoming Trump administration. He said the North Korean government hopes its missile threats will force the new administration to engage the North on its own terms. He said the goal was to shift responsibility to the U.S. when North Korea fires a missile in the future. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Sunday the United States would be willing and able to shoot down a North Korean missile if it crosses into the territory of the U.S. or one of its allies. This is VOA News. The Kremlin is denouncing as baseless and amateurish U.S. intelligence claims that it meddled in the U.S. presidential election to help Donald Trump. The Kremlin spokesman called the accusations baseless. His comments were the Kremlin's first since U.S. intelligence officials said Friday they had high confidence that Russian President Vladimir Putin personally ordered a campaign to undermine the U.S. presidential election. A transition official says U.S. President-elect Donald Trump will name his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as a senior advisor in his White House. Trump predicted Monday that the Senate will confirm all of his cabinet choices.
I think they'll all pass. I think every nomination will be, they're all at the highest level. Jack was even saying, they are at the absolute highest level. I think they're going to do very well.
Trump made the prediction in New York, where he continued to meet with business and political leaders, 11 days ahead of his inauguration as the country's 45th president. The first Senate confirmation hearings on the Trump appointments begin Tuesday, with more scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday.
Le président de la République.
An Ivory Coast official spokesman announced new appointments today after President Alassane Ouattara fired the nation's security chiefs. The heads of the army, police, and gendarmes were dismissed on Monday after army soldiers, unhappy with their pay, staged a two-day mutiny that spread across the country. Officials say Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari will lead three West African heads of state to Gambia on Wednesday to try to persuade longtime leader President Yahya Jammeh to step down. Jeffrey Onyeama is the country's foreign affairs minister.
They agreed on the determination to resolve the Gambian political crisis in a manner that at every step of the way conforms with the constitution of the Gambia and respects the will of the people of Gambia.
It is the second presidential delegation from the Economic Community of West African States to visit Gambia since President Jammeh lost the December 1st elections. Mr. Jammeh has rejected the results of the vote. His successor, Adama Barrow, is due to be sworn in just days from now. White supremacist murderer Dylan Roof presented his sentencing case Monday, calling no witnesses and presenting no evidence to stave off the death penalty. Roof killed nine worshipers at a black South Carolina church last June. A jury will hear closing arguments Tuesday before deciding whether Roof will be put to death for his crimes. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.